For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Rav Kosherman, in many ways, was a surrogate of Rav Avadia over the years. And Rav Kosherman operates in a very similar way as did Rav Avadia. He speaks the truth. He says what needs to be said, even if it's not so politically correct, as my friend Ezra Cohen might agree. But he's always doing it l'shem shemayim. Rav Avadia himself many times did not find favor amongst many people in Israel and around the world, but over time it was found that most of what he said was correct in their eyes, but has always done l'shem shemayim. I'd like to ask Rabbi Kosherman, who has had many encounters with Rabbi Avadia over the years, to share a few of these thoughts.
Shoot, Rabbanim, Rabbi Emanuel Fairman, that he came out of his retirement to speak here tonight. To give a hesped for Maran Agon, Rabbi Avadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Katonti. I'm not in that level to even speak or to give a headset to Gaon Ador, Megadol Ador, like Chacham Avadia. Chacham Avadia was not only a Gadol, but as my friend Ann said, was a Gadol Ador for Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah does not belong to Ashkenazim. Tanya does not belong to Chabad. Yadi Omer does not belong to Sephardim. Belong to Klal Yisrael. Yadi Omer is going to be remembered for generations to come. As Rav Asher White said, Klal Yisrael is going to remember Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and Yadi Omer. That's the way Klal Yisrael are going to remember Sifrei Yabi Omer of Rav Avadia. Question is, who was Chacham Avadia? Who was Chacham Avadia that drew 1 million people to his Levaya, and today for his Haskara 150,000 people to just show up for the Haskara of the end of Shiva? Who was Chacham Avadia that when he was sick in a hospital, the city of Ashdod, they were playing a discotheque Friday night. They stopped in the middle of a discotheque and they said, Mishabarach for Rav Avadia. Who was Chacham Avadia? That people that they went to disconnect Friday night, they stopped in the middle to say Mishabarach Bonim. Who was Chacham Avadia? That people from every background, taxi drivers, makolet owners, Talmidei Chachamim, Chilonim, Datiim, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, participated in his Levaya. And many of them tell Kriya. Who was Chacham Avadia? That within hours, 4 hours, 1 million of people from all over the country showed up to pay their last respect to Chacham Avadia. Somebody just came from Eretz Israel on Wednesday. He said he's from Migdal HaEmek. He said, when we heard that Chacham Avadia passed away, they had 10 buses from Migdal HaEmek alone to drive to Yerushalayim to participate in the Levay of Chacham Ovadia. When they got into the highway of Yerushalayim, they couldn't get into Yerushalayim. They stopped, and the old ladies, old men, people that they couldn't walk, they dragged themselves to walk, participate in the Levaya. Who was this Chacham Ovadia? Almost 4 years ago, there was a Sheila in Iran. And the Sheila had to do with the Yerusha. And the whole country, they wanted to know what to do. And they said, if Chacham Ovadia asks the Sheila, we are all going to listen to him. I remember the Psak. I remember when he wrote the Psak and he sent it to Iran, everybody, until today, nobody argued with this Psak. Who was Chacham Ovadia that the Rosh HaMenshala, the Prime Minister of Israel, they came in the morning to meet with him. He said, I'm learning Torah, they need to wait. I'm not stopping my learning. Who was this Chacham Ovadia that most of the Rosh HaMenshala and Prime Ministers of Israel, they talked to him and they asked his advice before they did anything. The answer I think could find the Gemara Masechet Baba Batra. Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Hanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, Oto Ayom Shenifar Abraham Avinu min Ha'olam, the day that Abraham Avinu passed away from this world, Amdu Kol Gedolei Umot Ha'olam Beshura, all the Gedolei Umot Ha'olam, all the nations that stood up, the Amru, אוילו לעולם שעבד מנהיגו ואוילו ספינה שעבד כבאדמתה. אוי to the world that lost his manhig, his leader, and אוי to the world that lost his captain, the boat that lost his captain. What's the difference between manhig and kabranit? What's the difference? The both are the same. And the answer is, Manhig is somebody that cares about the nation as a whole. But individuals, he appoints other people to take care of them. Kavranit, the captain of a boat, cares about every individual as much as he cares about the whole Kahal, the whole nation. There's another difference between Manhig and Kavranit. Manhig could guide the nation when everything is beautiful and wonderful. There's peace in the country, and they could guide the country beautifully. But Kavranit is only going, is also able to guide the ship when there are storms and wars and attacks. This is who Chacham Ovadia was. He was a manhig and kavranit. He was a manhig ador. He was a manhig of Klal Yisrael. When, I don't know how many of you remember, when Rav Ovadia gave, he couldn't be the Rishon LeZion anymore. And he wrote the old psak that Rishon LeZion is for life. Son David, Rav David, went to Rav Eliashiv and said to Rav Eliashiv, how could they do this? I never forget that. Rav Eliashiv said, Rav David Yosef, is going to come a time that your father is going to guide the world. It doesn't need to be Rishon LeZion. This is what Rav Eliashiv said. Rav Ovadia saved, as Rav Feldman mentioned, from a total assimilation. Jews came to Eretz Israel after Holocaust. The Ashkenazi Jewry was going, or Olech Reibud was going, getting destroyed. There were Gedolei Ador that saved that nation from getting destroyed. When the Sephardic Jews came to Eretz Israel, their issues were something else. Their issues were that they were tradition, they had religion, they had everything. When they came to Eretz Israel, they told them, you don't need to be religious here anymore. You are in Eretz Israel, it's a totally different land here. And Jews, when they left Iran, I know people that they left with donkeys to go to Eretz Israel. People that they had dreams that they go to Eretz Israel, and Eretz HaKedusha is a holy land, the Torah is there. We're going there to observe and to keep our tradition. And they come there, they say, it's all a different world. So the story in Israel, there was a man that went to Eretz Israel, and they told him, you're going to Israel, do you know what Israel is? Eretz HaKedusha. He goes there on Shabbat, walks outside, and he sees somebody smoking on Shabbat. He runs to the police. Says, he's smoking! The man is smoking on Shabbat! This is who these people were, and Chacham Ovadia saved these people! This is who these people they were, Chim Leibud! When I went to Eretz Yisrael 40 years ago, was only two yeshivot. Was one in Bnei Barak, one in Yerushalayim. And all together they had more than about 100 Bachurim. You go to Eretz Israel today, hundreds of thousands of Jews are learning Torah only because of his effort and because what he did and what he went through and all the obstacles that he had to go through to save the parents of these people. This is what this man did. He sat with these people, with all their people, and told them stories. He just sat there and told them mishalim, and he told them stories, and he told them jokes, and it was at the sense of humor. It's unbelievable what this man did to only get their kids to school. This is what this man did. Echzir atara leyoshna. What this man did, he brought the crown of Jewry back to where it belonged. But how he did it? How did he do that? I saw a clip. They went to Tel Aviv and asked Jews, average Jews, who Rav Ovadia Yosef was. Most people answered he was a political man. They only know him because he belonged to Shas party. So I want to tell you something. Do you know how many hours a day he spent on Shas party? 17 minutes a day. That's all it is. Rav Ovadia was not a politician. He did not start Shas because he wanted to have a political career. He didn't even know what politics is. When for the first time Shas won and they got 6 seats, they went to Rav Ovadia and they told him, let's make a lachaim, we got 6 seats. And I said, really? Beautiful. Opened his Gemara and sat down and bed. So he did. He wasn't involved in politics. He had two things that because of that he was successful to do what he did. And most of of his attributes, he was a gadol b'Torah. He was a man that learned Torah all the time. And the second thing is Ahavat Israel. He was an Abba. He was a father. Whenever I went to Eretz Israel, my highlight of a trip to Israel was to go to Arab Arabia. And every time I went there, he talked to you like he knew you for 20 years. He didn't just give you a bracha and said, you know, call to have a nice day. He sat down with you and gave you a patch. It's a famous patch. And he gave you a very warm bracha. One time he asked me, he said, where are you? I said, I'm in Atlanta. He said, what do you do there? I told him what I do here. He said, let me tell you a story. And this story, he never said it to anybody, and I haven't seen it anywhere. He said, when I became the chief rabbi of Israel, Rishon LeZion, there's a section in Yerushalayim, they didn't have a mikveh. He said, me and Rav Zulti, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, we went together. We went there every day. During the day, I had to work as a Rishon LeZion. At night, me and Rav Zulti, we went there. And we built the mikveh there. We raised money, penny by penny, lira by lira. We built the mikveh. So when we built the mikveh, nobody was using it. He said, every night, until 2 o'clock in the morning, me and Rav Zulti, we went, we knocked at everybody's door. We cried for them and we asked for them to use the mikveh. We asked, we begged them. Said, this is the job of a Rav. He said, you don't just sit there. This is what you need to do. His Gadlut B'Torah, we don't have, you just open one teshuva of Rabbi Omar. He's a mind body. When I was in Israel, there was Adam Gadol told me, you want to know Kol HaTorah Kula, learn Rabbi Omar. And the truth is, I didn't believe it at the time, but when you open the Sefer Rabbi Omar, 10 volumes, you go through every teshuva. Everything is there. Olam Malay is there. Every psak, every halacha that you want to know is there. How he did it? It's impossible for a human being to survive a teshuva. He wrote 56 safarim and more to come out. How did he do that? If he was involved with the Shah, he was a politician. How did he have time to write 56 safarim? Impossible. And he wasn't. Every day he sat down and he learned and he learned and he learned and he learned. The only reason the cab drivers and everybody showed up because they knew he's a Ish Emet. He knew that he is a Koach HaTorah Shelo. Not because he was involved with the Shas and he had a political party. Only because he had and he was involved with the Torah Tenu HaKadoshah. That's all it was. Nothing else. He learned and he taught, he learned and he taught to everybody. As Rabbi Feldman said, no matter what age, after I finished talking to him that day, I got out, there are 15 kids are sitting, waiting for him to come out and speak for them. What did he say to them? I couldn't believe it. 15 kids, 13 years old. He says to them, I want you to learn and get a pen and a paper and write down everything you learn, write the sefer. Each one of you could become like me. That's what he said to them. 13-year-old kid, to him, age didn't make any difference. He looked at everybody, a Jew, as an neshama. Every Jewish neshama to him was important. No matter where you come from, and no matter who you are. I remember 1974, he came to Iran. I remember that everybody, I was as a kid, the Kavod Melachim that they gave him, as a child to see what a Kavod HaTorah, the whole country gave him. I remember also when Shah came to the city, the Kavod that they gave him was more than they gave the Shah. They told us each one of you should hold the flag. When he came to the city, we all were going like that, and he came into the city and he came to my class. He gave me a bechina. He gave me a bechina on Masechet Baba Kama. When I went to him, years later, he said, do you remember I came to your class? Oh, the man remembered. Then he went that night in the synagogue and he spoke there. People were running to just touch his clothing. They just touch his clothing. That was the Hazai Kavod HaTorah that they had for him. This is Ruach HaMubadil. Why? Because they knew that he cares. They knew that he's the Abba. They knew that he's their father. They know that he has what he does, whatever needs to be done to take care of them. I'll tell you another story that never was said before. 1979, you know that the revolution started in Iran. Rabbi Obadiah used to come to America. Remember, I'm sure a lot of people here remember he came to Eretz Israel. He sat there and he gave a shiur for 2 straight hours without one sefer open in front of him. Maran Agaon, Rav Ruderman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said, he's a Gaon Olam, Rav Ruderman himself. He said, well, who is he? He just sat there and spoke for 2 hours without one sefer open in front of him. Rabbi Yozeri told me, at that time when he came to America, he took him around. And he went to every yeshiva in New York. Before we walked into yeshiva, he said, find out what Gemara they are learning there. He told him, I don't know, let me call. He called up, he said, they're learning Gemara. I said, okay. Walked in and gave an hour shur on Yevamot without opening a sefer, without looking at anything. Then he went to YU. What Gemara they learning there? Baba Batra. And he gave all shur there on Baba Batra. This is who he was. And he used to stay in Deal, New Jersey. 1 year, I said I want to go there, spend Shabbat with him. I went there. And the Rabbanan is from Iran. He said, I heard Rabbi Obadiah is in America. Would you please go ask him a question for us? Now, this question that I'm going to tell you, you could see is Gadlut and everything. There is a city in Iran, the name of the city is Yad. Yaz used to be Ir Ben Be Israel. Used to have a lot of Rumeinim, had a lot of Torah in that city. But everybody left. There were 50 Sifrei Torah in that city. So the Rabbanan said, anybody that went to that city to take off that Sefer Torah, any of the Sifrei Torah, they died. And they found out there was a kelala, that they made a khair and nobody is allowed to take Sefer Torah from the city. But there is no Jews there, there is no shul there, we can't just leave the Sefer Torah in the city. What should we do? I went to Rav Obadiah, the Deal Synagogue, I remember after Shacharit, Rav Dweck was there with me. I said to Rav Obadiah, I said, you know, there are 50 Sefer Torahs in the city. And few people went in to take the Sefer Torah, they died and everybody is scared, more came to the show. What should we do? He said, I'm standing there as a young man. He said to me, tell them, write down, said to me, write down. Tell them to say this. אנחנו מתירים בשם ראשון לציון כל עצרות וחללות וחרבות and they are allowed to take it out. I'll take the full responsibility for it. And he said to me, if you don't want to do that, dial the number, I'll tell them. And I dialed the number. And we couldn't go, didn't go through. Was the time that we couldn't dial the telephone number to Iran those days. And I told them, this is what he said. I said, Rabbi Dweck, you were witness what he said. I said, yes. This is who Chacham Avad Yosef was. Me, Noten Lano Temurator. Do you know how many Agunot? Do you know how many Mamzerut? Shailot that nobody was able to touch it. He was asking Shailot. One time, one year, here from Atlanta, we had a Shaila that it was mamash, a life of a family involved. I asked a lot of Gedolim in America, nobody said, and I'm telling you, everybody told me, go ask Rav Obadiah Yosef. He is the only one who could matter the shayla. I called him up. His daughter-in-law picked up the phone. His daughter-in-law was in charge of him and still is. She said, call back in 15 minutes. I called her 15 minutes. Rav Obadiah picked up the phone. I told him the shayla. Took him 3 minutes. He said, do this and do this and do that. And told me exactly what to do. And he said to me, he said, you know, tell them in my name that I care for them. If they need to talk to me, they could come to my house when they come to Yerushalayim. Didn't know them. But he cared for every Jew. He cared for Klal Yisrael. This is who Chacham Obadiah was. He had no fear. If he knew this is the halacha, he did it, he stood by it, and he kept it, and he had no fear of that. Somebody once wrote a sefer, and everything he says is asur, asur, asur. Chacham Obadiah says, he went, brought the sefer to Rav Obadiah to give him askama. But Chacham Obadiah said to him, is asur to be mutar? Everything has to be asur? And he didn't give him askam. There was once a shayla. There was once a shayla, lechot nita, very chamor dike shayla, came up. Person went to Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv said that is okay if you could find two other rabbanim to agree with this psak. The person went to Rav Wagner. Rav Wagner said it's asur. He went to Rav Obadiah. Rav Obadiah says to him, said, did you go to Rav Wagner yet? He said, yes. So what did Rav Wagner say? Rav Wagner said it's asur. He said, And he wrote in his Sefer Shiurei Sheva Talevi that it's mutar. So tell him to look at this page. This is who Chacham Avadia was. He didn't only know Shaf and Poskim and Gemarot and Rishonim and Achronim and Geonim. He knew every Sefer. The Sefer just came out. He has his rights, and his rights are all upon that Sefer. Every Sefer. Rav Chaim Chrysler, which himself was a Gaon Olam, Yom Baki Gadol, Talmid Chacham Atzum. One time we went to Rav Avadia and they sat down and they said, let's see how many times in that Gemara there's a Shas on the name of this certain Amora is mentioned. And they go over the names. And they, Chacham Avadia, comes up with one list. Rav Chaim Chrysler says a different number. The difference was just one between Rav Chaim Chrysler and Rav Avadia. He says Rav Chaim Chrysler, Rav Chaim Chrysler says, let's count it. So Rav Avadia says, there's one place as a different girsa. That's, you didn't see the new girsa. This is Rav Chaim Avadia. Ahavat Israel that he had for Klal Israel. Is Ahavat Israel for Klal Israel that he sat down and every Chodesh Elul, him and Rav Kaduri, they sat in a helicopter and they went city to city to city and begged everybody to do Teshuva. Because he cared for Klal Israel. He went and he opened school and yeshivot and everything that he can do to send a boy and a bachur or a girl to Beit Yaakov. Because he cared for Klal Yisrael. Rav Shalom Masas, the Abbed Din of Yerushalayim, used to say that the best sefer Rav Avadia wrote was his sefer on Pirkei Avot. Anach Es Avot. They asked him, why that sefer? So look, you want you to just get the sefer and look at it. He has a pirush on Pirkei Avot. The man sat there and said stories after stories after stories only because he wanted to Baalei Batim to learn that sefer. He said, how a man with his ability is able to write the sefer like that? That's stories. The answer is that he cared for Klal Yisrael. And he cared, it didn't matter to him what background he came from. And that's the reason that this kotek, that people sitting there on Friday night and they're playing their music, is stuff in the middle of the music, and they say, Mishabara for Rav Avadia, because they knew it's their Abba. Because they knew it's their father, and they knew that he's the man that they could count on. Rav Elbaz said the story is unbelievable. He said he had Avrech, he sent him to a place in Yishuv. There was a school there that Beshum Panim Va'ofan was a Chiloni, didn't want anybody to walk into that school to teach anything to the kids. Nothing. So Rav Elbaz said, every year I send another Avrech, maybe they changed their mind. They said they didn't even want a mezuzah on the door. So last week, I sent another Avrech there. The shomer, the person standing by the door, said, what do you want? He said, I want to talk to the menahel about Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia, come in! And I saw the nosach that they wrote. The Chiloni school and no shaykhut to anything. What do they care? Rav Avadia is their Abba. He has that Ahavat Yisrael for them. This is what Chacham Avadia was. Rav Wozner writes in his sefer, when he wants to talk about the Rav Ovadia, he writes, Rav Rabbanan Geon HaGeonim. Rav Sefer Tzach Frank, Zecher Tzadik Yivarchai, said that the Rav Ovadia is the Mashiv B'dor HaAtid. He is going to be the one fasting Shailot B'dor HaAtid. Rav Amram Abrovia, he was of Beit HaPetach Tikva. He said 40 years ago, when Rav Ovadia was 53 years old, he refers to him as Gadol Ador. This is who the Gedolei Ador, they refer to Rav Ovadia. Look at the Askamot of the first Chelek of Yabi Omer. Just look at what the Chabina Rav writes about Chacham Ovadia. Look at who the Gedolei Olam, they write about Chacham Ovadia. But I think there's a very important lesson that we as a Kahal could learn from it. Rabbi Feldman said, you could see the Kowach HaYachid. How one person, one human being, could change the history of Klal Yisrael. How one person, because Kowach HaTorah, don't even forget for a second that because of his political ties, he did what he did. Only because he learned and he had the Kowach HaTorah, and he had the Cheshek HaTorah, and he sat there and learned, and people saw. Each emet, you can't fool Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael could look at a person and they see who is emet, who is Sheker. They saw who this man was. When he's sitting Shiva for his son, Binyamin Netanyahu came to pay a Shiva call. He says to him, he said, do you know what is hurting me more than my losing my son? The draft that you're doing for Bnei Yeshivot is hurting me more than losing my son. Which God is going to say something like that? Only a person that cares for Klal Yisrael. You're taking away Torah from the Bnei Yeshivot. This hurting me more than losing my son. This is what Chacham Ovadia was. The man that fought for Torah. The only reason he got involved with the Shas, only because he promotes Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's all there was, a reason. That's all. Nothing else. Rav Ovadia had two dreams that he talks about. The Hakdama of Sefer Taharat HaBayit, Rav Ovadia says, "B'chalomi b'layla." So I was sleeping at night and I had a dream. We all have dreams. Now see how his dream was. Said, I dreamt the Nishchai came to my dream. And he said, I asked, the Nishchai came to my house and he was walking around my library. And he saw my, he writes, I'm telling you the way he writes himself. Look at the Taharat HaBayit Akdama. He was walking around my library and he saw my Sefarim. When he saw my Sefarim, he said, what a beautiful Sefarim that you wrote. He said, then I asked Ben Ishchai, what should I do? I don't want to sit down and learn Torah. I don't want to go out and do this. What should I do? I don't know what to do. And Ben Ishchai said, you have to do both. You can't let go of helping people and learning. You have to have both. This is what the Rav Ben Ishchai told me in his dream. And we all have dreams. What do we see in our dream? The second dream that he had is once was sleeping and he had Mashiach came to his dream. And he said, so Mashiach, when is Mashiach is going to come? You know what he said? He said, the day that you get 1 million people that say Shema together, that's the day Mashiach is going to come. And he was able to do it when he passed away. That's why there is so many arguments how many people were at the Levaya. Because nobody wants to say it was 1 million people. Everybody together, they accepted all Malchut Shemayim, all together, they said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. The Ravadia, the Minhag, on Simchat Torah, when the Rikudim, the dances were over, used to say, who wants Mashiach? That's what he used to say. And the last Simchat Torah, they were in the hospital and were dancing around the stage, his bed. And he couldn't say once Mashiach. And they all sat there and said to him, we want Mashiach now. Past few months, there was Maran HaGaon, Rabbi Yashi, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Livracha. We lost Rabbi Obadiah. This generation is a different generation now. We have to turn the page. We are in totally different generation. Who is going to give us their Tamura? Who is going to replace them? Who is going to pass in the Shailot that Klal Israel has today? Who is going to touch the Shailot that Klal Israel are going to be faced with? I remember in Maran HaGaon, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik, Kadosh Livracha, passed away. When they took him to Eretz Israel, they said the biggest Levaya Klal Israel had was the Levaya of Rav Moshe Feinstein at the time, almost 27 years ago. And I remember I asked my rabbi, who is going to pass King Shiloh in America? And nobody knew. Because I think nobody even understood, nobody even registered that Rav Moshe is not there anymore. And I remember a few weeks after he passed away, there was a Shaila in America that all the Rabbanim sat together and they couldn't pass in the Shaila. And they sent the Shaila to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv is not here, Rav Obadiah is not here. Who is going to pass in the Shaila for us today? Who is going to matir agunot? Who is going to care for the agunot? His son said in the Levaya that they took him, he had a heart attack, they had to take him to surgery. And they told him he needs to come right now. He said, give me 3 hours. So why 3 hours? Because there is a Hagura I need to matter it. Who is going to do that? There are so many people out there. Who is going to take care of them? May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to build Klal Yisrael. And Gedolim like Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Obadiah, they should daven for us and protect us, and Be'ezrat Hashem should be Zocheh LeGeula Shel Amon. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.